are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 7th of April, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. It is Thursday, so that means it is a Culture Thursday. You heard that first song. That is La Bam Bam remake by Benji. So you know what that means. We're going to be listening to Lil Jon Canoe music this morning. Producer, play that third track, Saxons, 2011 Boxing Day. Now, listen, dear Guardian audience, if you see one Mr. Dion Miller, chairman of the Jon Canoe Corporation of New Providence, tell him, Spirit, the greatest scrap group in the history of Jon Canoe, is at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, waiting on him for this conversation. Anyway, in case you didn't know, the Jon Canoe Corporation of New Providence has had elections recently, and they've elected a new board. A new board, basically. I don't know about these fancy things. You board and then you get tie and get pearls. And I don't know about that. But I want to say congratulations to the new board and to Mr. Dion Miller that was reelected or reinstated as chairman for another three-year term. So, I don't know. Maybe you can make it here. Maybe you won't. But that's okay because I have joining me in studio today a fellow QC Comet. Now, I happy to have anybody in my studio, but when I get Comets in my studio, I am extra happy. But it's a little bit more than that, right? We're talking about culture today. This person is a cultural stakeholder in the sort of artistic cultural sense, but in another sense too. And I don't know if she noticed about herself, but I'm going to tell her this quick little story. When I was in QC just entered high school, I would have been on like the junior sports teams. And my guess would have been on the senior sports teams. But I really like sports. I spent a lot of time playing. So I was able to play with some of the senior sports teams. And we talk about culture, right? This is somebody who, let's say they was my best friend or nothing, but they see little children, they look after me. this, make sure I was okay, right? Make sure you want to play, come play. You want to hang out, come hang out. You know, be a part of these activities, come be a part of them. And I think we miss out sometimes when we're talking about culture, right? We miss out on some of the other aspects of culture that we also have to focus on. And this is somebody who taught me and helped me to understand culture of community, culture of teamwork, culture of like supporting each other. And that has carried me a long way because I was already sort of dipped in a culture of volunteerism. We'd be surprised how important these, I can call them soft cultures, like we talk about soft skills, these soft cultures are. So I would say good morning to Miss Sonia Roll. How are you?
Good morning and good morning, Bahamas. I am well. How are you?
I am good, good, good. You see, the Bahama Games are on their way. Well, I'm so glad. They're not until next year. They'd give me a whole year to start training.
And preparing yourself.
Preparing, yeah, preparing my insurance, most important thing. Right? Preparing my wallet for extra Band-Aids and kinetic tape and ice. Listen, if you're going to compete in the Bahama Games and you're over the age of 25, invest in ice. I will be investing in ice because I won't compete. And that just reminded me how much fun I used to have playing netball and volleyball and basketball and softball and soccer. And that it was the senior girls allowing me to play with them.
Yes.
Right? That really allowed me to experience sports and varsity sports, because the junior teams weren't strong enough. We didn't have enough members to play varsity. And so I want to say thank you, QC Comets. Thank you, Sonia Roll. But you are also an artisan.
Yes, yes, I am.
And you make local Bahamian craft.
Authentic.
Right, authentic. When we say craft, we don't think of artisanal, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But authentic craft is an artisanal space where each piece, even if you may think it, at first it looks identical, you know it's not. Every piece is different.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I was going to say, I'm an artisan as well. Because you infuse a part of yourself in every piece.
Yes, so true. Mm-hmm.
And while there's love in everything, you know, there's the imagination and creativity in, makes every single piece unique. Anyway, good morning. It's great to have you here. And it's a good mashup because you are also a Junkanoo Bison.
Yes, I am.
Well, I was hoping I would be the greatest Junkanoo in the room today. But turns out I got another great Junkanoo. So which group are you affiliated with?
I'm with One Family, the best group in the Bahamas.
Wait, look here. It's a good thing I have some One Family music on this list. Producer, let's play. Whichever one you have up next, either the One Family or the Valley Boys. You can't just play Saxons and don't play the rest. But exactly. When you're people from the Fort Hill, you better know you're the Saxons, baby. When you're ready, producer, I am ready for you. There we go. Now, I chose the fanfare, Sonia, the three little Junkanoo snippets I have, Saxons, Valley Boys, and One Family. I chose the fanfare. So that's like if you guys aren't familiar, or if you are as familiar with Junkanoo as I am, fanfare happened not at the traditional parades, but the other types of parades. So like all of the fanfares I saw came from either the Independence Rush Out, or the Collect Bear Fest.
And then when we also used to have the Gombe Festival.
Right.
That needs to come back.
Yes, absolutely. Because we don't even understand the link between Gombe and Junkanoo, right? Gombe is the drum beat.
Yes.
Junkanoo is the parade.
Right, exactly.
Right. What I like about the fanfare, right, is the horns sing. They pick a song we all know. Mm-hmm. And they play this, the melody with the horns. It's like the horns are singing the song.
Yes.
For you. And that, for me, that's like one of the most exciting parts of Junkanoo to hear the instruments sing the song, the cover of the song that you know really, really well.
Yes.
I want to say, dear Junkanoo people, I was all up in my house, bam, 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 bamming and beating it bad last night preparing for this show and listening to Junkanoo music. So here's what I have planned for today, Sonia. I got two different sorts of playlists. The first is the Junkanoo music. While I was looking for Junkanoo music last night, I stumbled down this Chicchani hole, right? Where I found this album called Carnival in Paradise by the John Chippy Chipman Junkanoo Drums. And I'd never seen this album before. And so while I was watching the video shows the labels of that album and other albums of the era. And so I identified some Bahamian artists whose names I had never seen before. And that took me down this Chicchani hole. And I have found some songs today that I know I've never played on the radio. And I'm certain a large percentage of Bahamians have never heard before. Now, on the second part of the playlist is the continuation of last week's show when I was highlighting all Bahamian women artists. And so I got some more artists that we didn't play from last week, but you also sent me a list.
Yes.
And so I'm looking at the names on your list, and I got to say, first of all, thank you, because you know in all of this time, I forget to put Nita, Sweet Nita, on my list.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, so producer, if you have Junkanoo Soca by Nita, we're going to have to play that. And Nita, I am sorry. Because I am officially voting for Maureen Duvalier.
Of course.
As the queen of Junkanoo. Now, yes. Sweet Emily, you the modern day queen. Bodine, you the secondary, you the princess in waiting.
That's right.
Right? Ebony, you know, anyway, we can put you in charge of the army, man, Ebony. Right? You in charge of the army. Wow, Nita. Yes. I forget Nita. And so you've got names on here, Priscilla Rollins. Now, I had Priscilla Rollins a cover of Every Breath You Take.
Yes.
Or Every Breath You Take, right? But you got a letter from Miami. I couldn't find that.
See, a lot of the songs what we as people need to listen to in our culture is Bahamian music.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere we go, every restaurant, every hotel, every store downtown, everything that says Bahamian, we should be now playing our Bahamian artisans.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think of a Maureen Duvalier, who is now deceased, it's amazing. I did a portrayal of her when Shirley Hall Baz was alive and the Britannia was open. We did a tribute to Maureen Duvalier during a time when they were giving out Junkanoo Awards.
Uh-huh.
And I had the privilege of being the person to portray Maureen Duvalier, the first woman in Junkanoo.
Listen,
and
because
it was awesome.
Now,
I mean,
let me ask you this. Was the name of Maureen's group the Methuselahs?
Yes.
That's right. That's what
yes.
I thought. Listen.
Yes.
So as you know, I am a member of, and this is the official name of the group in case y'all don't know this.
Okay.
The Spirit, the greatest scrap group in the history of Junkanoo, white people, the whole world, except for the Pigs and the Methuselahs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the entire complete Christian government name of the group that I rush with.
Wow.
And so I was trying to figure out, well, who are the Methuselahs? But what surprises me is that I've never heard Maureen Duvalier and the Methuselahs mentioned in the same sentence.
They don't see, but what happens is a lot of times here in the Bahamas, persons wait actually until you're passed on and then they give tributes. And my thing is, if you start giving tributes to those, I say give your flowers while you're alive, then persons will begin to learn and understand, because the younger crew coming up now don't even really know what is Bahamian culture.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really understand what it's all about, even mm-hmm. as far as doing craft. You know, things that are Bahamian is not even taught in schools.
Right.
So people are really lost concerning that.
Right. And let me tell you all something about this term, junglist, right? Junglist is just a word. It's the energy that we put in it that determines how it impacts other people when we use it. Now, I'm going to need you all to stop using this word junglist like it's a slur. what? A derogatory statement. First of all, it comes from Jamaican culture. Junglers is people who come up in an area called jungle, concrete jungle, because the cement world that they built for these people is as treacherous as the jungle with the lions in it. So somebody who is called a junglist, who is from jungle, is a super strong person who could push through all kind of adversity, mm-hmm. right? And who, we like to say, does not understand what is appropriate in the moment, but I will say understands quite clearly what is appropriate in the moment. But just in case y'all don't understand, let me bring it closer to home. See, Miss Maureen Duvalier is somebody y'all would call a junglist at the time, bringing an all-woman group to Bay Street yes. and pushing through all them man to tell them we gonna perform. That's called junglist, right? It's a Ruby Ann Darling Cooper, yes. first woman, I think, to vote.
Yes, uh-huh.
She's a junglist. Mm-hmm. When she realized woman was voting, she put on her shoes and she was the first one there.
Yes.
When I heard that Nelson Mandela was right, come to COB, and they've gone from COB to the government house, I tie up my shoes and I walk from COB to government house. And Fred Mitchell bucked me on the walk up, because I didn't know how I was going to get in. I had no ticket. I had no flyer, no band or nothing. And Fred Mitchell walked me inside there. And I was able to touch Mr. Mandela as he walked past, right? He's a junglist. Oh, wow. Now, Mr. Mitchell, look here. I don't know if I can tell another good story about you for a little while, but I would like to thank you greatly for that moment, right? Because that you helped me to not have to be a junglist. Mm-hmm. You saw why I was there and why I was breaking the rules, because it was the appropriate thing to do. Were you going to let government house gate stop you from meeting Nelson Mandela? Anyway, so I just need you all to know that you could use the word however you want to use it. But why not use it to build up people? Because that's what it was intended for.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, Anya, I got a couple of texts. Miss Green, 40 murders for the year, a new day. Listen now. First of all, let's talk about structural violence. 40 people have died for the year. This is a tragic thing. Attaching it to this particular political party and administration, that's not, that's like, it's askance. It don't balance. But what is true is that we really do have to make an assessment on the impact or the contribution of the dysfunctional and sometimes dangerous political cultures on violence. So it ain't just a new day. It's the people's time, and it's a matter of trust. And it's, let's go all the way back, whatever the song was Tina Turner sing when Ingram come on the stage, all of that.
But like it says, it takes a village to raise. So the village needs to be doing what we need to be doing.
Right.
Because you know, one time growing up, when you did something wrong and you walked past your neighbor's house and you were doing something wrong, your neighbor came out and scolded you. And you dare not tell your mother, oh, the neighbor beat me, because you know you was wrong, because you can get another beating. But because the culture is now somehow changing, mm-hmm. persons say, oh, no, don't touch my child. Don't bother with my child. Don't, you know, who are you to touch my child and do this? And then you say the child now is not getting that love and affection at home. So they're going places now looking for that. Mm-hmm. And in looking for that, they get involved with these other persons and get involved with gangs. And mother's not home. Mother's out trying to survive and make sure things are taken care of. And daddy's out working. So now the child is left empty, because they can't go to the neighbor anymore. They can't go to the person down the street anymore. The aunts are now, you know, not there and available. Everybody is trying to get a hustle on. So therefore, it's leaving children unattended. Mm-hmm. So when they get along to these groups, they say, come on, man, you join the bus. We can take good care of you. We're going to make sure you have the Nike tennis. And we're going to make sure you have the fancy car. We're going to make sure do for you and that you can pay your rent for your family. Mm-hmm. They jump ship quickly and get involved.
Loneliness is the gateway drug. Now, listen to my no, I won't call you anti-drug, but healthy living advocates, right?
Yes.
I am not saying that there's not a problem with marijuana use, excessive marijuana use, early introduction to marijuana. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that loneliness is the gateway drug.
And it drives you to so much things.
Right. Mm-hmm. And why? How is it that we've created a world where a child could feel so alone in the midst of so many people? And that is the root of our problem. And so I want to say to the artists, right, because this really is a cultural discussion. You got to make music for the children. You have to make music that speaks to them, not just what they're experiencing, but speaks directly to them so they don't feel alone.
Well, yeah, that's why the children come out, they say, you know, let's keep it real.
Yeah.
But the children on the street will tell you, no slapping up. And I'd be looking at them, I said, hey, like you said, if we put it into the culture for our children coming up to understand, they will understand.
Yeah.
Because even with Junkanoo, you know, being in the shack around the young kids, they would come in there and they would be idle. I said, hold on, before you come in here, did you do your homework? Did you get that sorted out first? Did you have something to eat? Let's get in here and let's work. And if the adults were there to show them the way, and say, this is how we're going to do things. We're going to get things in order. Because I know in the Gaza shack, when we were in there, made sure that the kids were taken care of. Yeah. And they'd always say, oh, like the mother of the shack reaching out. Let's try and get it in order.
Yeah.
And I would love when the kids came in and they would learn how to pace and how to construct costumes and how to design, how to decorate. And it was something that, you know, that the older ones who were interested in teaching them, they were willing to learn. Mm-hmm. So when you look back now and you see the kids coming up, these are the little ones who were learning before. And I'll give a shout out this morning to Barabbas, because I know I was a part of Barabbas and the tribe for many years. And I watched how Barabbas took kids under his wing and, you know, would send them to the hotels and they would do performances and he would have something for them to eat when they got home and be able to take care of them so they weren't getting involved in anything. And he made sure take them to Savannah, to Atlanta, Georgia, to perform and to expose them, to say, hey, this is the culture that is here, but now if you take this overseas, persons can appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I know you are. You can make a living off of being in culture. Mm-hmm. And so many persons are doing it, even Angelique, you know, going overseas and doing so much, and that's what it's all about.
Now, Angelique Sabrina or Angelique McKay?
Because we got Angelique McKay.
Look here, we got these two Angelique in the place just busting it down.
Yes.
Now, look here, Angelique Sabrina, I just need you to know I got you on my list.
Yes.
I got you on my list for today, you know.
Yes.
Now, if I didn't put you here, I just needed you to know that it's because you was performing with that boy Julian Bellino. He's here, going down on Bay.
Yes.
I got you. And that's the only song on this list today that have a man in it.
Right.
Right, but I wanted you on this list. I put you on this list with this man.
And then she has that song called Pull Up.
Yeah. You have that on the list as well.
Yes,
you there,
yes.
But Angelique McKay now.
Mm-hmm. She's doing big things.
Right, and so she's not a musical performer.
But she's culture to the core.
Absolutely.
Culture to the core.
Absolutely.
It's people like her, it's people like Kendra, it's people like Stacey, you know, they're from the Saxons.
Yeah.
They're doing things, and I said people don't realize that women kind of bring order.
Yeah.
To certain situations, because, you know, we can make sure you have something to eat. We can make sure everybody's well taken care of. And we're going to be the spokespersons, because a lot of the men don't want to speak. So the women rising up now and doing some stuff.
And even Miss Kendanique Campbell-Moss.
Yes, Kendanique.
Who has joined the Guardian platform. I hope not temporarily, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. She tell me, come to this meeting. Come meet these Junkanoo people.
Yes.
So they could see that you ain't just cracking joke. You serious about building communication for Junkanoo people and the wider population.
She's a diehard Saxon.
Diehard. We can't be enemies because of
that. Not at all.
As far as my family is concerned, I'm a Saxon.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, spirits sound like fun.
Right.
Right? But they're like, that's a C group. Mm-hmm. As an A group, you were Saxons, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if the powers that be, not just the government, the political class, the merchant class, the intellectual class, if we understand what it is that I think Spence Finlayson was trying to show us, right? That Junkanoo has become like church, has become like politics, right? Has become like law. It is an element of your culture that is so large, right? That everything you do sort of passes through it. And we could be using these junkanoo space to build models to help people better navigate the spaces they have to move through. Spence saw it and attempted to build that model for labor and the workplace.
Right.
What elements of junkanoo culture can we incorporate in the workplace to manifest, evoke, bring out the best in our people in the same way that it does on Bay Street, junkanoo does generally, you know? Mm-hmm. And how do we then bring that to education?
Well, that should be something that we could do in school.
Yeah, but
because I think everyone should say, you know what, if this is culture and this is Bahamian culture, just how we started farming to feed ourselves, let's now bring the culture in for the kids to understand what it's all about.
And maybe we can use the Shaq model.
Yes.
Of breaking down the work, right?
Yes.
And breaking the students down into smaller groups. And look here, first of all, you can't make people live like they're on a plantation and tell them, forget that you want a plantation, right? But let's find models for young men that are resistant to being in the traditional school model. Let's look at the way that the Shaq engages them in small groups. And maybe we can build these teaching units where we can get men. We need to start with men in particular to come into these spaces. They say, listen, guys, for 2 hours, we're going to do construction of costumes, and we're going to look at the math and the physics involved. And when we take that up another level, we're going to start looking at the chemistry, how the glue's made. Right? How do we, what had adhesives?
Because back in the day, we didn't use glue. We used to use flour and water.
Right.
And that's how it started out. And we used to use so many different things then that persons, you ask them about, what, how was junkanoo started and how was this? They'll tell you, I don't know. I don't understand. But like you said, once we can get it into the schools.
Yeah.
And at a young age, because if you look around now, you'll watch the 7, 8-year-olds, they'll grab a drum and they'll grab a bucket. Turn it upside down and begin to beat on it to get the rhythm, because the rhythm is already in them.
Inherent, right? Because gombe is the drum beat that drives junkanoo.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a culture that we brought in from Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
We were brought in many years ago, our ancestors. So it's something that we want to experience and enjoy, and at the same time doing it, knowing that, hey, all things can happen if we keep our mind focused on doing it.
All right, producer, let's go to this caller dead quick. And then let me read some text, and then we go to a break. Miss Green, you have the talented Miss Sonia Roll on with you. Tell her good morning. This is Pippa. But look, I have to have Pippa on with me, too, when we talk about the wonderful world of coconut. The trillion-dollar industry that we're sleeping on. And technically, we're not even sleeping on it because we slunking on it.
Yes.
See, if we were sleeping on it, then all of our high-end hotel rooms, mattresses, and cushions would be made with coconut coir.
Yes. Well, you know, shout out to you, too, Pippa. Listen, she does awesome work because she takes the coconuts and uses the pieces, man. If you see some of the gorgeous pieces that she makes, that's my lady. That's my person who I call when I need all of my coconut pieces attached to make my jewelry.
Look here, I got bite by something yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought I get bite by the love bug. Boy, look at the thing, the welch in the shape of a heart. Whoever is out there practicing obeo on me, I almost go on and call Pippa and make us some coconut love shackles.
Oh.
So whoever I get shackle up. Boy, look here, I get bite by something.
Oh.
For real. And it welt up. And I thought to myself, maybe this is the junkanoo bug that I get bite by.
That's it.
Because I ready for junkanoo.
And
producer.
Time to go to Bay.
Yeah. This is what I wanted to ask Mr. Miller. When are we going to Bay? Producer McCullough ready? Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. Man, caller.
I'm calling on behalf of those famous Matusalangs.
How you do?
Good, I'm fine.
Good.
We rushed for about 5 years.
The Methuselahs.
Yes.
The Methuselahs. Yes.
The Methuselahs.
Yes.
Listen, Miss.
My husband was the leader, Michael Knowles.
Wow.
Michael Knowles.
Good history here today.
He got to be a good man for all y'all women to put him in charge.
That's something, hey?
Yes. The Methuselahs.
We were the first ones to make it on the Tribune front page.
Wow.
I have all the pictures. I'll be very happy to show them to you.
Listen, take down this number. 428.
One minute.
Oh, yeah.
428-0719.
Message me there. That's the WhatsApp number for the show on the clock.
Okay.
Message me there. I just check in to make sure it's correct. And I'm going to have to organize an interview.
For sure.
Absolutely. Because now that I've met somebody from the Matusa Lines... Wow, thank you.
He's on the road.
Okay, yeah.
He called me to call you.
Awesome. So it's 428-0719.
Yes,
Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
So look here, what was your favorite song performing?
We really didn't have a famous song. I can't remember right now what we would have started out with.
That's all right.
But we had some really good members.
Awesome. I am going to... please reach out to me.
So we will, Aaron.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, producer, take us to a break. You play something, play anything you want. It's all good. And when we come back from the break, we're going to continue this conversation. I'm going to play some music for you guys from people like Lionel Lotmore and Richie Delamore and the Bahamas Little Arrow. Listen, the things I found on my Junkanoo Trail last night. Y'all stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and my guest today, Sonia Rule. We'll be right back.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock with Aaron Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Shake my body and spin all around. When I hear the rhythm, I just stomp my feet, jump up high in the air.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Okay, so my guest today, Sonia, is a Renaissance woman. She's not just a cultural artisan, advocate, and stakeholder. She's also a community advocate and activist. And she engages regularly in outreach, what we call outreach work, with Cornerstone Outreach Ministries International. And she's the pastor of the local body, right? Cornerstone Outreach Ministries International. And one of the things I was impressed with is the work of teaching craft at the community level. And I think that's, it's so important. For me, I know some people are like, well, why are you teaching man how to make straw bag and things? Well, first of all, teach people skills across the board, teach them valuable skills, then they determine what they're going to do with it. Second of all, to help build strong citizens in a tourism nation, you have to give them the skills to participate in the country's leading industry at every level.
So true.
And while this may not be, would be like managerial and boss level, these spaces are so valuable to the tourism product. And so when you speak to people who are already in the industry and you get a sense of pride, sometimes we confuse that with arrogance or braggadociousness, but it's a sense of pride, understanding the contribution that they make to the overall national product. That's why I think stuff like that is important. But sometimes we don't say it enough, you know. But I've asked you to come here for something different. You are experiencing a health crisis.
Yes, I am.
And so I wanted to give you a space to just talk about your personal experience and your GoFundMe campaign to assist in returning you to a healthy state.
Yes. Okay. Well, I always tell people, I said, I'm one of those persons, I help and assist wherever I can.
Yeah.
And over the past, I'll say 7 years now, I've been on dialysis.
Uh-huh.
And the person see me, they be like, no, that person cannot be on dialysis, because they see me physically and don't understand that I'm going through such up and downs. And I'll say this to everybody, you know, as Bahamians, we have this thing as, I need to use the bathroom, but I'm going to hold in my pee. I'm not going to go to the bathroom now. I'm going to wait till later. Stop that.
Yeah.
Those are persons who are doing that. You need to get to the bathroom quick. I would say that first of all. And I will also say, drink lots of water.
Yeah.
You know, and get yourself together.
But it's more than that. And I say, as an advocate, listen, at the state level, at the corporate level, right, at the community level, this is why people advocate. Every business that's open to the public is supposed to have a bathroom accessible to the public.
Yes.
Because the lack of access results in health crises.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It does. So I've been, like I said, I've been on this trail now 7 years, and I've been pushing and pressing, having events and looking forward to doing stuff. And now I'm glad to say that my time has arrived. I was able to get a donor. I'm just now trying to get the final sets of funds to be able to go and have my transplant surgery. So I know there are some persons out there who may not understand or who may not know what's going on, but I have Sonia's kidney transplant journey that is up on the GoFundMe, and it's organized by Sisters Helping Sisters, which is my sisters from here, my blood sisters, plus my sisters who I call sisters, getting together and say, hey, since you have an organ donor, we'll now go and assist you with the funding. So persons who are interested in donating can either go to GoFundMe, or they can either give me a call at 544-1638.
Mm-hmm.
If they're interested in just seeing me in person and donating, that's fine. I do appreciate it, because, like I'll tell people, today may be for me, but you never know what's going to happen for somebody else down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So as we hear, and we just celebrated the kidney month, which was last month, and we did a lot of stuff in the kidney month to make people aware of being healthy, because mm-hmm. being on dialysis is not a joke. It's not a game.
Yeah.
You know, to be getting sticked, be having your blood cleansed, taken out, because all the toxins building up. So I would tell persons, those who are healthy, and a lot of persons don't realize too, that if your family member is on dialysis, please try and assist them with a kidney. You know, if you have insurance and you're able to assist them, go ahead, because it's not a death sentence. People think it is, it's not. And you'll be able to help someone to live a longer, successful life. So eventually, I guess, the government will allow us to get organs to be able to do transplants here as well.
Listen, anyway, Sonia, one of the reasons why I wanted to sort of host this small conversation is because I could spend all day reminding the government and the political class and the merchant class and the business class of their obligations to the development of the country and the citizens of the Bahamas to ensure that they have access to not just adequate, but the health care they expect to get.
Yes.
Right? And in the absence of that, I'm tired of beating them up. So we're going to go a different route, right? So maybe the public can understand why people are agitating with such urgency for focus on improvement in healthcare.
Yes.
Because I only have 10,000 sea grapes at the moment to donate to your campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I had more, mm-hmm. you know, and many people want to help. they don't know how to sort of realize what they have into the sort of the commodity you need, you know, what you need, the currency you need. Mm-hmm. But when people understand that it's not just them going through it alone, and when people understand that there are people that are having real challenges,
yes,
then we will begin to work towards a better solution.
It definitely.
Because this is not one of those problems we can solve with money. It requires individual money. Mm-hmm. It requires collective political and social will and a commitment to improving the healthcare system. So people don't have to raise funds in this way. They could rely on a healthcare system that works.
Yes.
So repeat the contact. How do we access the GoFundMe page again, please?
Okay, once you go to GoFundMe page, you'll pull up the Sonia's Kidney Transplant Journey, mm-hmm. organized by Sisters Helping Sisters. And it will pop up, and you will feel free to go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And for persons who may be here in Nassau wishing to just deposit to my local account here, that would be Scotiabank, East Bay Branch, under the name Sonia Brown Roll. And the account number is 9209.
Okay, 9209.
9209. All right. Also, feel free, if persons just want to, don't have a connection with the bank and they want to just give me a call, you can do that. It's 544-1638.
Awesome. All right, Sonia, I got to get back into the text. And then we got to decide what are the last songs we're going to play for the show, right? So I got a text here that says, as a man, I was taught by Grappa. Oh, so I guess grandpa, mm-hmm. to strip and plait straw. I keep telling you all, we need to try Family Island determination.
It's called money on the floor.
It's called money on the ground.
On the ground.
By big on money on the ground. Anyway,
yes.
The Bahamian culture. Aaron, here's a question. Why is Junkanoo not a mandatory cultural course or program in all our schools? I am not sure why it isn't. Good show, and please, Ms. Green, invite Priscilla Rollins while she's still alive to your show ASAP. If anybody know Priscilla Rollins, contact number for her. My number is 428-0719. 428-0719. Share it with her. Tell her to call me. Tell her I ready when she ready. I hear mention of her names and songs. She's my personal friend, still driving around and don't feel justice and appreciation is given and shown to her. And I apologize, Ms. Priscilla Rollins, if you was in your car jamming out your music, driving properly, and I was blowing my horn for you to speed up. I apologize. Please note my number to interview her. I got you. I will take your number as well. I want to say good morning and thank you to Frankie Zhivago Young that sent his CD to me. I got it. I done played a couple of your songs. I ain't forget you. Thank you for reaching out. And please do that. If you know somebody who should be recognized, who should be on the culture show, give them my number or give me theirs. Erin, good morning. Good show. Is Maureen Duvalier a true, true Bahamian? Because I read a few articles that she's Haitian. She's also related to Papa Doc. How are we claiming this is Bahamian culture? Please explain. Okay. Remember when my cousins, Prince William and Princess Kate by marriage, she's my cousin by marriage, but when William came, they my cousins by marriage because my great-great-great-great-great ancestor was in the Bahamas when King George the Second was here, and people tell him he's the bastard son of the king, and he killed somebody for calling him a bastard, and he left and went to Turks and then came back, right, in the form of my maternal grandfather. So in that very same way, Maureen Duvalier's uncle, it was Haitian. It was, I think, Papa Doc. But she Bahamian. Right? In the same way, y'all tell me chill out because we celebrating the Duke and that's Bahamian culture. It's the same way I can tell y'all chill out. If Maureen Duvalier ain't Bahamian, then pack up the whole kit and caboodle, put it on the cruise ship and send it back to the Queen. Please.
Bang.
Thank you, Texter. The Jamaican term is junglers. We have a lazy tongue, so we bastardize it and call it junglers. But you remember the song Concrete Jungle by Bob Marley and then the song by Beanie Man? Girl from Rima, girl from jungle. That one? Yeah, man. But thank you. I will remember that. Great show as usual. Notice what color. Okay, here we go. Great show as usual, Miss Green. I will say you are wrong because I came to find out the hard way that Eleuther Mango Eleuthero women are junglers. Junglers is different from Nassau junglers. It's levels to this junglers thing, and Eleuthero junglers are far, far worse. This is how y'all be rating Bahamian women? See, you slip that mango in there and you think you can get past me because I love mango and I ain't gonna see nothing wrong with it, right? This is how y'all just be rating Bahamian women?
Lord.
Wow, okay, but then don't get upset when you understand how Bahamian woman is be rating Bahamian man. Don't get upset. Another text. It says, listen, I'm wearing all my Mexican regalia today because the people in the Bahamas are not killing Mexicans. They're only killing black people. Dear texter, that is not an appropriate solution or strategy to deal with gun violence and crime. I have a feeling it's what the government is attempting to try. Like, if I look like a politician, I'm safe. If I look like a regular citizen, I could get hit by a bullet. I think that's what they're attempting to do, but that's not a good strategy. But I want to thank you for texting. I read all the texts today. I take them in the spirit, the tone, the humorous tone that they offered. I want to thank you for texting. Sonia, I want to thank you for joining today.
Yes.
Now, because of you, I didn't get to play all my music. But that's okay. I just need you all to watch this. This is what I found. When I found the Carnival in Paradise by John Chippy Chipman, Junkanoo Drums, mm-hmm. that led me to the Trenton Spence Quartet with Roy Sherlin with a song called Matty Belly. If you are Bahamian and you have not heard this song called Matty Belly, you have 48 hours to get on YouTube and find it and listen to it before I revoke your Bahamian card. It is, for me, when I heard it, as soon as I heard it, I say, okay, this is old. Much older than Bahamian music I used to, but it's definitely Bahamian. Then I found Lionel Lotmore, a song called Groovin' Around, which is this little funky disco pop thing. I was just like, what? I mean, world-class disco, you know. And then I found a song called Angelina by Richie Delamore. Now, I just want to say, if you trying to figure out who born George Mackey from St. Anne's Church and Ronnie Butler, and Lynx Cavella them with these voice, and Freddie Munnings Jr. with and Jay Mitchell with these voice, smooth like butter and silk. Yes. If you want to know who born them, one man named Richie Delamore born them. Wow. He have to be the balladeer king of the Bahamas. This guy's voice is so smooth. See, when I get bite by that love bug, and then I start, this music start popping up on my screen, I was scared yesterday. I was dead scared. Something was happening to me. Producer, I think, and then Bahamas Little Sparrow, Steel Pan Hit Songs. Producer, play that song for me. Play the Matty Belly. And I'm going to read this. You just keep playing. Start the music. Keep playing. I can read this. I worked on stage opposite Little Sparrow in 1964 at the Lucaya in Freeport, Grand Bahama Island. His band, The Birds, was absolutely incredible. I wish there was more material available to hear. My particular favorite was Miss Lucy's Garden, a naughty little number that spoke of his watering his garden, just rudeness, right? A story was that Rick Nelson had visited the island, Grand Bahama, and lifted one of Sparrow's arrangements and recorded the hit, Fool's Rushin'. By lifted, he mean teeth. By lifted, he mean teeth, and recorded the hit Fools Rush In. Little Sparrow, a great entertainer and a fabulous musician. This was written by a guy named Kenny Larson from Las Vegas on one YouTube video of Little Sparrow. Bahamians, we out there. You just gotta believe in yourself as much as your God and the universe believe in you. That's all. Sonia, thank you for helping me believe in myself when I was a little churins.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
The days of QC was the days.
Now listen, send a shout out to Muffin Man.
Yes, yes, yes. I must send a shout out to Muffin, our chairman of One Family. I know the shack doors will soon be open and we'll be start getting back in the shack and getting things done. So you take care, Muffin. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome day. And to all my One Family out there, y'all continue to stay blessed. Continue to stay safe.
Right, and we even can send a shout out to Kendanique.
Oh, Morse yes, Kendanique. We can send a big shout out to Kendanique today.
Yes.
I'm the big Saxons lady in the house. In the house, in the house.
All the Junkanoo women in the house.
All the Junkanoo women, let's stand up, let's be proud, let's enjoy, let's do well.
Anyway, congratulations to the new board at the JCNP. Dion Miller, Chairman, Trevor Pratt, Vice Chairman. And let me just say, Mr. Trevor Pratt, congratulations on being the first board member elected from a B group category.
Yes, wonderful.
I think that means big, big things for the Junkanoo community.
Yes.
I wanted to talk to them about that, but that's okay. In my womanish way, I can claim it as a win for all women.
Yes.
Anyway,
awesome.
You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM is up next with the one and only Kendini Campbell Moss. And remember, at 4 p.m., tune in. Naughty Talking Heads. It's going to be a great day, Bahamas. It's going to be a great day. Stay tuned.
Mati beli da guapang kumdong. Mati beli da electric belly. Mati beli so sharp and tender.